Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for May 22nd, 2018. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include a new GDPR plugins and services post, a couple of super quick and easy GDPR related tasks to do, celebrating two of my scratch to publish clients launching their new site soon, an indicator of what's to come with WordPress cleaning house on unused plugins, how to easily make it through the major transition with plugins that we're in right now, a super tutorial for designers on Gutenberg and Genesis, what you need to know about Gutenberg as a site owner that will keep you calm, and five ways to encourage more comments on your blog post that are easy to do, and why you need to send your recipes to Google Assistant right away. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live tonight around 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific for the party and interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion on the BlogAid Facebook page. In BlogAid Happenings, I hope you've been following along with my GDPR journey to help make this transition easy for you. I got four posts. One is the WordPress 4.9.6 new GDPR tools, and I've updated that recently too since 4.9.6 was released. And then the big GDPR guide, which was a Tips Tuesday special edition, and it has all the six steps that you need to take. And then, you know, actually, you may want to start with this one. It's GDPR compliance, how to get through it without overwhelm. And then the last one that was just released yesterday, GDPR plugins and services. Now, I'm still working on this one as I vet these plugins. And I've also been going live frequently on the BlogAid Facebook page to keep everyone motivated and in the flow and updated on what I'm working on for you next. And thank you to everyone who has attended live and asked questions or left comments. Those conversations have been gold. Now, if you haven't seen those yet, they are worth going back and having a look. Plus, my site audit clients and Level 6 Webmaster Training Course members have been enjoying a lot of extra info and help in our private Facebook groups too, including everybody helping each other. Thank you so much to everyone in the village for all of your contributions. These are fabulously rich resources and a wealth of knowledge and experience. And man, I am telling you, when some frenzy like this GDPR stuff hits, it's a huge relief to have somewhere to turn for calm help. Now, we do have a couple of quick little things to tidy up with GDPR, so here's your general reminder. If you created your own privacy policy page and you've updated to WordPress 4.9.6, be sure to go to Settings, Privacy, and select your page in the drop-down. Now, if you used WordPress to create a policy page for you, then that'll already be selected in the drop-down for you. Now, this will tie into the consent checkbox when folks leave comments. Now, if you haven't created your policy page yet, then don't select anything. Just put this quick step on your to-do list for when you do create your page. Okay, and here's the second little tidy up thing. Now, maybe you've already gotten an email from Google Analytics to select how long you want to retain tracking data there. I mentioned this in a recent Tips Tuesday too, but if you haven't received that email yet, remember that it's going to the address you use for Google Analytics account, and perhaps that's one you don't check frequently, or it just hasn't rolled out to you yet. But in any case, you can just log into Google Analytics, and if you haven't set this thing yet, you'll probably see a pop-up to do so, or maybe a notice at the top. It's quick and easy, so just take care of it now while you're thinking about it, and click the link above in the show notes if you have any questions about the settings. And FYI, I set mine to 26 months. I really don't look at any data older than that. Now, for ongoing GDPR support, just like HTTPS stuff, this is going to change every day. And this GDPR stuff will not be over on May 25th. Far from it. And I'll be keeping you informed as we go. But I will be backing off the frequency of BlogAid news emails and live streams and doing most of that reporting in Tips Tuesday. Just like I do with all other site success tips and news, you need to stay ahead of the curve. So do keep reading, listening, and coming to our after party on Tuesday evenings. It's the fastest way to stay informed as a DIY site owner. And now that we're coming clear of the GDPR info I wanted to get out there for you, I'm right back to full-time client work and onboarding new projects. And I am tickled pink that two of my scratch-to-publish training clients are now moving into the theme design phase of their projects. Now, they've already completed all of their content, the CTAs, and have a blogging editorial calendar set for life. And each post has a specific purpose to meet their goals. They also know all about the special features and Genesis themes, and they've been working with their base theme for layout. And this week, we're meeting with their designers to go over all the tweaks and make a theme spec list. Now, all of this really cuts down on the cost and stress of theme design, not to mention how much faster it is. It makes a whale of a lot of difference when you can enter that process as an educated site owner. And when the site does launch, you really hit the ground running because everything is perfect, including your SEO. So when Google starts indexing your new site, you already have a leg up. Plus, it's secure and fast, and you know how to keep it that way. And I just onboarded a new batch of clients for site audits and HTTPS conversion this week too. We're definitely making a dent in my waiting list. So if you're in the mood to get your site fast and secure, now is the time to put in that request, because as we draw closer to Google's July deadline for speed as a ranking factor, that wait list is going to expire. Load. All right, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips in plug-in tips. Ooh, I'm taking this latest move by the WordPress team to be a sign of things to come. They're cleaning house on free plugins, starting with an effort to remove any plugin listings where the developer never uploaded the code or didn't make it available to the public. Now, devs do that for two reasons. They tie up the name so no other dev can use it, and or they get a free security review on their code. And since one reason for this action by WordPress is to free up space on WordPress.org, I believe they will move on to clean house on all of the 40,000 plugins and start removing the ones that haven't been updated in 3 or more years too. Now, I just hope they come up with a notification system for that, so we, as site owners, are alerted that there will be no further support. In our Seriously Old Plugin Challenge last year, we found plugins on sites that had been abandoned 8 years ago, and they were a major security issue. Now, a review of your plugins is something we do during a site audit too. In fact, I usually flag about half the plugins as either being out of date or resource hogs that slow down your site. We either get rid of them or find far better alternatives. Plus, some of them may be up to date, but no longer needed, because WordPress natively has a way to do that function now. So go read my post on 5 ways to create image widgets that won't slow down your site for a good example of how to use the new text and image widgets that WordPress beefed up last year. You'll probably be able to get rid of 1 or 2 plugins right there. And keep in mind that we're in a major transition period with the underlying code and structure of WordPress right now. That involves compatibility with newer PHP version support, dropping unsupported PHP version compatibility, and Gutenberg compatibility. Now, if a plugin dev has to revisit the code at that level, they may make it so that their plugin no longer works on your site if you're not keeping it current too. So go read how and why to switch to PHP 7 for more. And keep in mind that hosts are pushing for you to move up to the latest PHP version too. On most hosts, that's now 7.1. We have 7.2 available. So if you're thinking about migrating to a better host, your new account will be on the new version. And something could break. I want you to go to read how to migrate your site to a new host for more on that. Now, if you're not in the habit of reading the view details link on plugins before you update them, oh, come on, tell me. I know you're guilty. I am too sometimes. You'll likely want to start doing that. Now, my webmasters, who are primarily designers and also maintain sites for their clients, have already started reporting in about plugins that are now Gutenberg compliant and state that they may be unstable with sites that have not switched over to that. You know, I can understand where the plugin devs are coming from, but honestly, that's ludicrous until WordPress 5.0 comes out and Gutenberg is available in the core. But fortunately, those are edge cases right now, but they may not be by the summer. And you know I'll keep you posted on what steps will be taken to avoid a Gutenberg fiasco when that draws near. In fact, I've already got most of that plan in place for us. So make sure you're on Blogaid News and opening my post to keep ahead of that curve too, especially Tips Tuesday. In Webmaster Tips, y'all know that as an old coder, I strongly favor the Genesis theme framework because it's so clean and fast. And there are a lot of designers who create Genesis child themes. Many of them are getting ready for Gutenberg and sharing their tutorials with others. And I've got a good one for you in the show notes from Sridhar Kottakam that you'll want to dig into. Now, in our webmaster group, we've been keeping ahead of the curve on this because we have to. You know, we have to be way ahead of the curve so we can take care of our clients. And also see his post on an easy way to add appropriate dummy content to your Gutenberg sandbox site too. Now, Gutenberg is going to change everything with regard to design and the way the internet itself is going. Y'all have heard me talk about Web 3.0, which is what I'm calling the revolution we're in the midst of experiencing. Everything about how we use the web will be radically different in less than 2 years. So this is definitely a train you want to catch if you're in the design business. For site owners, just be patient. The devs and designers have to build the path that we're all going to want to walk. Our part of the changeover is coming next year, and you know I'll keep you ahead of that curve in a calm way, too. In blogging tips, come on, admit it. As bloggers, we live for engagement on our post. That precious feedback lets us know that folks value the content we're creating. And the best of that is when folks take a moment to leave a comment directly on our post because we know our site visitors took the time to read the post too. And there are many ways you can encourage more comments from your readers. In fact, the folks over at ProBlogger have 5 top ways to do it. And one of those ways includes offering the opportunity for folks to subscribe to comments. That really keeps the conversations going. And it lets them know you took the time to reply to them, which is another tactic ProBlogger suggests using. I want you to go read my post on the best comment reply notification plugins. Because even if you already use one, go check the top of that post to see if your plugin is still supported. Now, remember me mentioning that we found plugins on sites that had not been supported for 8 years? It is one of these. So you want to take a few seconds to check that you don't have a huge security hole on your site. And you'll also find my recommendations as well as links to tutorials I did on a few of those plugins. In SEO tips, hey, foodie bloggers, have you checked into this yet? You need to send your recipes to Google Assistant. Now, I mentioned this a few Tips Tuesdays ago, but with all this GDPR hoo-ha, maybe this got sidelined. You definitely want to do all you can to get into voice search these days. And if the recipe plugin you use doesn't support this yet, check to see if they're working on it. I know what a pain it is for you to have to change plugins, but if you see one that's hot to help you get on this train, you definitely want to consider jumping. Now, this could mean hundreds of thousands of new visitors to your site because you have a ground floor opportunity here. Now, I'll be checking with my members of my DIY SEO course about this as soon as I can too. We want to get some village feedback on this and start vetting plugins ASAP. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free info and help you get on BlogAid. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.